Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our coming days study, we finished with returning to Israel and will be starting a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Jesus is coming. So, before we proceed further, are you 100% sure that if the rapture took place today, that you will be caught up to be with the Lord? Hey, make sure you're saved today, won't you? And let me just say this for mothers and dads out there listening. Are you right with God? Your dad, your mother, let's imagine that your child is in an accident, and the doctor comes out from the surgery and says, only prayer will save your child now. We've done all we can. My question is, you say you're saved, but do you have that power with God that he would hear your prayers? Do you have that power with God? Are you living for him? Are you walking with him? Are you doing his will? Now, having just looked at all this that we've just considered returning to Israel, now I want you to see something else around Israel, and that is a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true. So now our text moves to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 13 through 19, because now we're seeing a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true. There we read in Deuteronomy 33, verse 13 through 19, and of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that toucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things brought forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth, and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Verse 17, his glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people to gather to the ends of the earth. And they are 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There shall they offer sacrifices of righteousness. They shall suck the abundance of the seas and the treasures hid in the sand. Now, our text is what someone might call Moses' swan song here in this 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy as we're looking at it now. And this is the swan song of Moses. This is near the end of his life. His death is coming very soon. So he's announcing God's blessing on each of the tribes of Israel. Now you might think, well, that is not very significant for us today. Yet it might be the most of the most utmost importance that we understand what's going on. Now, keep it in mind that our text is looking back nearly 3,500 years ago. It is set in the first five books of the Bible, which Jews call the Book of the Law, or the Book of Moses, the Pentateuch. It is also referred to as the Pentateuch Law, and just simply, God's Law. Okay, some call it Moses' Law, but Moses got it from God. Yes, Israel is preparing to enter the land that God has promised them, but that land needed to be entered. They will not fully occupy all the land God promised. They never have. Now, one day they will. Of course, we know, you and I know, that's when Jesus returns. Then they will. But until then, that hasn't happened. But it will. Just mark the word of God on that. It will. Now, having said that, presently in our text, Israel is actually a people without a land. She will soon be born a new nation. She is like a fetus being carried inside the mother, a true life, but not yet born. Soon she will be born. This is a prophetic portion that looks ahead. We want to see what was said back then, but I want you to see how it affects the day in which you and I live today. Now, to understand the text, we must see the context. You will remember back in Genesis chapter 49, 4,000 years ago, Jacob was pronouncing these blessings and prophecies on his children. And when he got to Judah, he let us know that Messiah would come by the line of Judah. And that is exactly what happened 2,000 years after that prophecy. Exactly as God said it would happen. So we look at our text, and with that thought in mind, we see here in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir. Unto them he shined forth from Mount Paran. And he came with 10,000s of his saints from his right hand and went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved people. All his servants are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Now understand, we are told in these verses, and particularly in verse 1, let's look at that Moses is a man of God who is being used to pronounce these blessings and these prophecies upon the children of Israel before his death. Now, by the way, that is what a man of God is to do. He is to communicate God's message to man. Now, notice in verse 2 that he spoke of the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. Now, that should mean something to us. He said he was coming with 10,000s of his saints. That day has not happened yet. Here we see in Deuteronomy 33, talking about the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. It reminds us of the tribulation period that is to come on this earth. And keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, because that's what the Bible tells us. You see, God in the person of Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth at the end of the tribulation period. Before the tribulation started, he raptured all of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were raptured. Now he's coming back with 10,000s of his saints. We are reminded of Jude 14, where it says, "And Enoch," by the way, Enoch lived before the flood, but it says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Enoch said this way back in Genesis before the flood. And then here, 3,500 years ago, we read, "The Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." So in this blessing that he's pronouncing on Israel, we also see the coming of the Lord. Right now, you and I see through a glass darkly. The Bible tells us that. One day, we will see it very clearly, but understand, he is laying out for us some conditions upon his return. That is why we read in verse 3, which he tells of the millennial kingdom to come. This is a prophecy that is unfolding, and it is leading up to the millennium on this earth, when Jesus Christ sits on his throne on earth and rule perfectly in righteousness and peace. Now, said earlier, Israel has never fully occupied the land the Lord said that he would give unto her, but they will in the millennium. A blessing is pronounced on the sons of Jacob, the sons of Israel. One of those sons is a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph is made two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, because Joseph was the one who prepared the way for Israel into Egypt, and he was able to save their country, though he suffered great suffering. Next we see addressed is the chief things of the mountains. This speaks of the importance of locality. And this blessing is being conferred on Joseph's tribe for his faithfulness. Now we see in verse 15, the last part of that verse, "For the precious things of the lasting hills." Now that word precious has the same idea of something that is valuable and rare. When something is a precious stone, it is a valuable stone and is a rare stone.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.